AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Should the U.S. be allowed to send immigrants back to Mexico while their asylum claims are processed?
A judge in San Francisco will examine the Trump administration's rule of returning asylum seekers to Mexico this afternoon, but a ruling on whether to block the policy while a lawsuit moves forward isn't likely today. The lawsuit by civil liberties groups claims the policy violates U.S. law by failing to adequately evaluate the dangers that migrants face in Mexico, while also depriving them of their right to apply for asylum by making it difficult or impossible to prepare their cases. The administration argues the policy is in response to a crisis at the southern border that has overwhelmed immigration officials' ability to detain migrants. Matt Small, Washington.
They call it a dramatic example of how climate change poses a national security threat. Missouri River floodwaters rushed onto the Nebraska Air Base housing the Military Strategic Command, which oversees missile defense and intelligence, among other things. Days into the flooding, muddy water is still lapping in almost 80 flooded buildings at Offutt Air Force Base. 7 feet of water is in some buildings. In neighboring Iowa, Rhonda Maseth lost her home to the floodwaters in Missouri Valley, and she's had it.
We're going to leave. I can't live here. I can't do this again next year.
She talked to KMTV. Boeing may be losing a $5 billion order for dozens of its 737 MAX aircraft. The plane involved in two deadly crashes overseas. An Indonesian carrier wants to cancel an order for 49 of the planes. A company spokesman tells us passengers always ask what kind of plane they're going to fly on. He says having to tell them it's a MAX 8 would harm their business. This is AP Radio News. You may want to change your Facebook password. Facebook is admitting it left millions of user passwords readable.
Facebook acknowledged it stored millions of users' passwords in plain text for years in violation of basic computer security practices. It's standard to scramble passwords and other sensitive information, but Facebook's actions left passwords clearly readable by its employees. The company admitted to the practice after it was pointed out by security blogs. There's no evidence Facebook staff abused the information, but the revelations raise questions about the vulnerability of passwords during breaches, like the one uncovered in September when hackers gained entry to some 29 million of Facebook's more than 2 billion accounts. I'm Warren Levinson.
Tyson Foods is recalling some frozen, ready-to-eat chicken strips because they may be contaminated with pieces of metal. They have a use-by date of November 30th, 2019. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.